Time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
All right, and if you can identify the chick flick today, well, boy, do we have a prize for you, huh? Look at this. Got a $100 gift card to Subway and a $100 Fandango gift card just for telling us the chick. And you have to tell us what your favorite Subway sandwich is, too, okay? But I think that's easy enough. Okay, so let's set the stage here. First of all, we set it with this, and then...
Are you going to set it?
You want to? Go ahead.
No, you can do a British accent.
Is it British?
Just set it. Do the British accent. We have to differentiate from your other voice.
The two character. But then I'm going to throw them off.
That's fine. Just do it.
The two characters in New York, where there's a surprise proposal.
You know what I think? There should be like a fire crackling in the background. You should be sitting there smoking a corncob pipe in a velvet...
No, not a corn.
Yeah. Just, you know, because you're classy, but you're not that classy. And then like a velvet robe, but it's patched velvet. It's all different patterns.
All right.
And enjoy.
Anyway, here's your surprise proposal. Here we go.
Andrew, are you on some kind of medication? What's going on? Where are we? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Melanie Carmichael, will you marry me?
Are you sure? I mean, are you really sure? Because if you're not really sure, we can just go back to the car. It's only been 8 months, Andrew.
You know, I never do anything rash, and I usually never ask a question I don't already know the answer to. So, at the risk of being rejected twice, I'm going to ask you again. Will you marry me?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Pick one.
No, I don't want to marry you.
Oh, my gosh.
I picked door number two.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
My God, I can't even.
I was going to go, yes, yes.
Yes. 236-1015. Good luck.